One of the students of the Gra wrote a sefer Kol HaTor, and it was explaining the teachings of the Vilna Gaon regarding Mashiach and Mashiach ben Yosef in particular. So he mentions in his sefer that I think it was 1812, the Talmidei HaGra, the Gra was very big on Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, like there were a lot of people, but he was pushed the concept of Aliyah when it wasn't that simple, when it's very difficult still. And the students of the Gra, they made the base Medrash Eliyahu and Yerushalayim, and it turned out to be the 20th day of Sfiras HaOmer. And Api Kabbalah, apparently it's the Yisoj or B'Tiferes, whatever that means exactly. And therefore, to them, that they started reestablishing the Yishuv in Yerushalayim. It was the first step since the Churban HaBayis to start getting back to move to Eretz Yisrael. And as well, one of the other Talmidim of the Gra in the Sefer Derosh Letzion, this is in 1866. So 40 plus years later, Rav Yosef Rivlin, he notes the Tagen Talmidei HaGra that the two special, well, there are a lot of special days, but two unique days in Sfiras HaOmer, special days of Rachamim, divine mercy. And somehow we wouldn't, and the mystical Klipos can't get a hold of us. So what are these two special days during Omer? He says they are the 20th day of Sfira, like you mentioned before, the Yisod Tiferes, that's when the Gros Tamidim, I guess, started the Yishuv in Yerushalayim, and the 42nd day of Sfira, which is known as Malchus the Yisod. So what are the, what days are those on the calendar? So interesting to note, these days correspond, as Rav Schachter likes pointing out, to the 5th of Iyar, as we know it as later as the Yom HaAtzmaut, Israel Independence Day in 1948 on the 5th of Iyar. We got back Medina Israel, Eretz Israel. And on the 27th of Iyar, that's the 42nd day of Sfira. As we know it today, that is Yom Yerushalayim. So Yom HaAtzmaut is on Hei Iyar. Yom Yerushalayim is on the 27th of Iyar. And in Yom Yerushalayim, we got back the reunification of Yerushalayim, which hasn't been done since the Churban HaBayis. So Rav Shechter says over that Rav Yaakov Chalap, when in 1948, when he heard, or after, when he heard about when the Jews took back Eretz Yisrael, it was a big simcha for him, because now he understood what the Gros Talmidim were writing in the Kol HaTor, that there's a special day, is the 20th day of the Omer. So then he understood what that meant. It was Yom HaAtzmaut, but he passed away before 1967, so he couldn't figure out the second day. And in fact, there's a famous Chidah. The Chidah writes about the Rambam, Maimonides. He used to celebrate a Yontif before Yom Yerushalayim on the 28th of Iyar. Or what was this celebration the Rambam had on the Chavches Iyar? He said because there were two traditions regarding the psuchos and the stumos, the paragraphs we have of a Sefer Torah. So you had the tradition of Ben Asher and Ben Naphtali. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perekhes Halacha Dalid, that our minig is, and that's our Mesorah, we follow the tradition of Ben Asher. There was a debate, Ben Asher, Ben Naphtali, we go with Ben Asher. That's what the Rambam Paskin. So the Chidah says that when he found they found out the history behind what's the 28th day of Iyar. He says, after the Rambam went with Ben Asher and with the Psuchos and the Stumos, he heard about there was a Sefer Torah around, a manuscript written by Ezra HaSofer. So the Rambam traveled, I'm not sure where it was, and he was besimcha when he found out that this old manuscript of the Torah from Ezra HaSofer matched apparently the one he thought was right, Ben Asher. So obviously he copied down the whole Sefer, all the, I guess, chaseros and yeseros, the missing letters, extra letters, big letters, small letters, whatever he needed to write down. And then the Rambam on the 28th of Iyar took this day as a simcha because it corroborated what he thought was right, but it was the Tzchafches Iyar which he recognized it. And he wrote, they say he went home and wrote a Sefer Torah with these manuscripts. So Rav Schechter likes pointing out that that's the same concept we have here. That when 1948, when the Medina was established, as Rav Soloveitchik used to always say, the Catholic Church was very opposed. Because why? Because their whole tradition is we rejected Oso Ha'ish. And therefore, we're damned for life. And we gave up. We're no longer the chosen people. We no longer have a right to Eretz Yisrael. Because the status of Am HaMnifchar. And so therefore, so in 1948, they had to come up with the reason. How come Israel's getting, I guess they could have said it was the Satan, but they didn't come up with that one. So they said it's true, but it's true we have Eretz Yisrael, but the real parts of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Temple Mount, Hebron, from David HaMelech went from Hebron to Yerushalayim, so therefore that's what they claimed, so it wasn't Akasha. However, in 1967, when we took control of the Makom HaMikdash, that's why they became a proponent of to make it an international city. Therefore, it wouldn't be like the Jewish people are considered to be living, you know, or owning, possessing Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah says. In 1948, when we had a Kamas HaMedina, it wasn't as all obvious, well, I don't know, to him, to others, that this was the Ischalta de Geula. This is the beginning of the Geula, the lead to the building of the Binyan by Yishlishi. Because we didn't know, is it going to be a religious country, a secular country? But Rav Schechter claims that in 1967, well, that's not claiming, in 1967, when we got back to Yerushalayim, he says that proves that we begin that 1948 was the beginning of the Schalta de Geula, like he says with the Rambam, that the Rambam, after he found the manuscript on the 28th of Iyar, proof to him that his tradition was right, so too, many who were in doubt in 1948, where this was going in 1967, they said this proves it. And you know, especially those who lived during 1967 or were there, they talk about, even if you didn't live there, I think Rav Mordechai Willig was there. I think Rav Schechter might have been in New York, I don't know. Maybe Philly, maybe he was teaching by then, I'm not sure, whatever he was. He was. He talks about the great, you know, great miracles. Everyone thought it was all over. Tel Aviv was destroyed and everything. All the oil. That they thought the world, that's what they sent out, that Tel Aviv was bombed and the city was destroyed. And all the oil refineries, until they heard, I think it was at 10 a.m. one morning, Har HaBayis B'Yadeinu. No one could believe it was like a nace nigla. So of course, even though Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael is not the, it's not the religious state that I'm sure Rav Schechter would like it to be, and many other Gedolim, but at least its core, it's clear to Rav Schechter that when you had such a longing for tshuva in the Six-Day War, and the kibbutz goyos, so therefore that shows to him it's chassid the gula. Of course, some, you know, others might claim, well, it's been many years since 67, and you get into the pros and cons. Everyone agrees it's not right, so, and that, you know, and that gets into, I guess, just some technical issues in terms of making those who want to make the tefillah for the Medina is chalta de gula. So that's a whole discussion there. Apparently, Rabbi Norman Lamb in his shul in New York, he never did say it. It was J.J. Schechter, or maybe had a different version. J.J. Schechter, when he took over for Rabbi Lamb, he instituted to say the tefillah for the Medina. So that's what Rav Schechter claims, that a Yom Yerushalayim was Megala, that Yom Atmut is his Chalta de Gula, and therefore it's a time of Simcha and praise. You know, whether you get into whether you say Hallel with a bracha, without a bracha, those are technical details of how to celebrate it, but we have to be Koveya Day on the calendar to realize that it's a special day, getting back the old city of Yerushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash.